Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank is the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. That long road trip is finally over, an off day, and the Indians finally get to play some home games. Terry, you've played 13 fewer home games than you have on the road, and normally that's great news. You get to come home. This club's played well at home. Oh, yeah, it's the Washington Nationals. That sure spoiled a good day.
No, you know what, though? It's good to be home. And like you just said, it seems like we've played more road games. So, you know, the remainder of the year, we have home field advantage. Now we need to make that worth something. And we got, like, the next 2 days, we got a good team in front of us and good pitching and well-rounded team. But it is nice to be home. I mean, my goodness, that felt like we were gone a long time.
You know what, Terry? And the other thing is, and I'm not trying to make excuses, but that was your fifth three-city trip of the year. There are some teams that have one three-city trip all season long, and you can say whatever you want. They're making a lot of money. We sleep in really good beds, but it invariably, and it doesn't matter who you look at, you can look at the San Francisco Giants in New York, everybody struggles in that third city of a three-city trip.
You know, I agree, and we've kind of thought about it. You know, why is it happening? You know, but it's not just us. It happens a lot. Again, I don't mind the 10-day trips because at some point it's going to even up at home, but we have struggled at the tail end of those trips. So, again, if we're ever fortunate enough to get to the playoffs, hopefully we won't play 10 on the road. But, again, there's always a good side of something, and that is now we get to be home more than we're away. Like I said, we just got to make it work.
Well, that's to the benefit. When you have a 14-game win streak, it has bought you a little bit of leeway, Tito. You lose three in a row to Baltimore, and yet you're still in great shape.
I think there's always perspective, which is important. Also, taking care of your own business is also something to be said for that. And, you know, when we lose, if teams in our division lose, yeah, I'm thrilled. There's no, I wouldn't lie about that. But ultimately, we need to take care of our business. And because we do that, where we're at in the standings, we're going to be just fine.
Hey, any updates on Michael Brantley?
He hit today for the second day in a row. They juiced up the Iron Mike machine so he could hit off some velocity, and he did just fine. Now, you know, he's done fine on these steps. As the progression has gotten him deeper into games, that's where we've run into a little trouble. But I'd rather him be okay now, and at least it gives us a chance.
Any news on Zach McAllister?
He's going to pitch again tomorrow in AA. One more inning, and then we'll revisit it, and hopefully we'll get him another step closer to getting back.
You know, we haven't seen much of Washington. They obviously train in Florida, and we very seldom play the NL East. But they've got a guy that probably, along with Mike Trout, are there two better young players in the game right now than what those two guys have accomplished at such an early age, Tito?
Well, and you're talking about Harper, and you know, it's interesting because he's had a kind of an up-and-down year. When he went into Chicago back a couple months, I don't know what happened, but things sort of, you know, spiraled down a little bit for him. But some of their other players – and you're right, he is quite a talent. But they got – you know, their second baseman's driven in 73 runs. I mean, they're so well-rounded. They have speed. They have a lot of speed. They have a bullpen. They have starting staff. They're a really well-rounded team. They're a team that's built to get into October and to play in October. So this will be fun playing them.
And I also think it's great to see Dusty Baker back managing. If you don't like Dusty Baker, usually you better look in the mirror.
I was going to say, you know, if you're right. If you're looking to criticize him, you must just be having a bad day because he's a wonderful guy. And it's one of the few guys. He played with my dad when he was in Atlanta. So there's always a little bit of that kinship when I see him. You know, he puts his arm around me and, you know, always asks how my dad's doing, which is pretty cool.
Does that mean he'll take it easy this next 2 days?
It means nothing, but nothing. But it just means he wants me to tell my dad hello.
Terry, we're going to hear a lot of rumors. Do you expect the Indians to do something, or do you even get involved in the trade talk?
Well, I think I'm afforded an opinion, which I appreciate. But other than that, Hammy, you just don't know. Because you don't know what other teams are offering and things like that. I know our guys are working hard. And if they can help us, they're going to. But other than that, I think sometimes the guys in uniform can spend too much time worrying about what's going on upstairs, and you're missing out. When we win games, we're good to go. We don't need to worry about other things. But when we start losing, that's when you start reaching.
That's Tribe Manager Terry Francona on the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned for the Indians and the Nationals coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.